pleasure now to be joined live by Trailblazers President Larry Miller. Looking sharp as always. Larry, how you doing tonight?
Thank you, Jay. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good. It's always great to have you on the show, and always love to have the opportunity to visit with you for a few minutes. I know you're on the road trip, and a tough road trip.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going on anymore.
What'd you see? What would you like to say to Blazer fans just about, I guess, the recent struggles and how are we going to turn this around?
Well, I think, you know, the thing I'd like to say to Blazer fans is that we have the best fans anywhere in the country. These fans have always supported this team through thick and thin. And we're going through a little bit of a struggle right now, but I'm confident that Nate and the coaching staff and the team will get this turned around and we'll get back on track. But, you know, teams go through this. The Lakers just lost 4 games in a row. So, you know, teams go through these struggles sometime, and I just would want to make sure that the fans are going to be there with us.
Now, the you know, we touched on this in the open, Wheels and Tone and I. I mean, it would be one thing if, I guess, we were watching this team and they weren't playing hard. But everything that I've seen, even over the 6-game losing streak, and I know you saw it up close and personal on the road trip, I mean, they're fighting, they're scrapping, they're clawing, they're trying to win these games, they're playing hard.
They are playing hard. They're giving effort out there. They're, you know, to your point, they're scrapping, they're fighting, and it's just for some reason, you know, we just haven't been able to execute in the fourth quarter, and it's not for lack of trying. You know, if that were the case, I would, you know, be looking at this and saying, hey, we got a really, really serious problem here. But it's not for lack of trying. It's they're trying. It's just the execution hasn't been there. But I'm confident that, like I said, I know Nate and the staff will figure out how to get these guys to execute for 4 quarters and not just 2 or 3.
Well, and I don't care what team you're talking about or, you know, not even a sports team, but, you know, just any group of people, athletes, success is, you know, breeds confidence and hard work. I mean, I think a win would just do wonders for this team right now. A win, right?
I totally agree. You know, just getting a win, I think, will help to turn things around. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, a month or so from now, we're on a 6-7 game winning streak and we're talking about this from a totally different perspective. But, you know, like I said, this has been tough. It's been tough for all of us, not just for the fans, but for all of us as well. I mean, when we lose these games, we're hurting just like the fans are hurting. So, you know, but like I said, I'm confident that we'll get it turned around.
We're going to hear from Nate McMillan a little bit later on in the pregame show, but anything that you could share with Blazer fans about your recent conversations with Nate? How is he doing? You know, how is he handling all this right now?
Well, I've been talking to Nate, and he's hanging in there. He's doing everything he can to figure out how to turn this thing around. You know, to me, Nate is one of the best coaches in the league, but not without question. He's one of the best coaches in the league, and we're fortunate to have him as our head coach here. And again, I'm confident that Nate is going to figure out how to get this turned around. He's in pretty good mood. I mean, he's in pretty good spirits, as well as you can be expected under this scenario. But he's doing good.
Everybody be in a lot better mood if we get a win tonight.
If we get a win tonight, everybody's mood will change.
All right. Hey, Larry, thanks so much. Appreciate a few minutes of your time. I know you got a lot of stuff going on tonight. Thanks for stopping by.
No, not a problem, Jay. Thanks.